Are you connected?
Hello and welcome to Are You Connected number 61. Today is Saturday the 9th of March and I'm Lois Smethurst, and with me is my podcasting buddy from Bendigo, Jenny Ashby. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Lois. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're not melting?
Oh, yeah, I am melting. I've been melting for the last week.
Yeah, I think we've all got soft. I don't know.
Well, we're either that or we're getting quite acclimatised to the fact that it's 30 every day.
Yeah, I think we're over it because it's March.
It sounds a bit odd, doesn't it, this weather?
In March, you know, you might get 25 days in the 25s, 26.
I know, but not. It's very unlike our weather because we're you know, our saying is it cooks you one day and freezes you the next. Well, it's forgotten how to freeze us. It's forgotten about the cold weather.
And the night times aren't cool, and that's the problem.
Anyway.
It was good on our Skype night, though, on our Skype night other week.
Jen.
It was actually quite cool that night.
Was it? So Skype around the world we're talking about?
Yes.
And what night was that? That was last Friday.
Yeah, it was a Friday night. We have it on a Friday so that we can recover on the Saturday.
Yeah, because all night, it's an all-nighter.
Yes, we try and stay up all night and talk to schools all around the world so that they're in their classroom in their daytime.
Yeah.
And we're at school.
So this is the second time you've done this, Jenny.
It is. Yeah, I thought I'd move it more towards the start of the year. I don't know whether that was good or bad, but also trying to get everyone in school time because we have various holidays around the world.
Well, you get an entirely different season too by doing it this time of year, so you would collect more information than if you had done it at the same time.
Yeah, so that's probably a good idea, yeah, because they are all having winter and snow and things, which is interesting. But see, Canada now have just gone on to there. They have a March break.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks, so we would have missed those if I'd had it now or later. And so, yeah, to fit in holidays, it made it that time. Also, I thought it's an overnight thing, so it's good to get to know all the kids.
Yeah. So what grades did you do that with, Jenny?
With the grade 5, 6s.
Yeah. And how many kids did stay the night?
About 20.
Yeah.
And about 20, so not too many, because we've actually got two classes, but we just do one at a time.
Yes.
So that everyone can participate. If you have too many, they wouldn't all get to participate.
Well, that's true, yeah. And so
you want them all participating and as a class, and you do it all day as a class. And then you can be in your classroom all day, and then at night time we move out into a larger area.
And the kids bring their sleeping bags and have nap time and then have times where they're awake and talk. Is that right?
That's right, yes, and see who stays awake for the whole thing.
And did you? I bet you had a couple.
Yeah, I had three kids who stayed awake for all the Skypes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them fell asleep after the last Skype before breakfast. One stayed awake the whole time.
And did you stay awake the whole time? Did you get a nap?
I stayed awake the whole time, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And the easy way is you just don't sit down.
Yes, because you can't go to sleep standing up.
No, you walk around all the time and do things and keep busy and you keep going.
Oh, Jenny. And how many schools did you Skype with?
We ended up Skyping with 15 schools altogether,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't as many as last time. Probably had about 5 no-shows.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing.
So that could be to do with my organisation, who knows.
Well, but, you don't know. It could be a technical hitch, could be organisational hitch, could be anything, couldn't it?
Could be I forgot.
Could be a snow day.
So it was great, the schools we did connect with. So it was, you know, we had our wiki as our back support for the Skype. So there was a wiki and the schools came on the wiki and added videos and different things.
So you're collecting information on the wiki about what was the theme for the Skype this time?
Our topic this time was values.
Mm-hmm.
What are your values in your classroom? And so we asked all the classes, and some schools had done lots of work and had made posters and all sorts of things so they could show us their posters about the different values.
That's not great.
And we showed our posters we'd done about our values to them.
Yeah.
And, it was interesting. We mainly had people either thought of their values as things they value.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Or qualities they value. And I think ours are more qualities than things.
Yes. Well, I guess that's context, isn't it? I mean, people interpret things differently. So
it is, yeah. So it was interesting because, you know, one school they valued books and they valued their teachers that sort of thing.
Yes, so but they weren't talking. Well, I wonder if they have a different word in a sense for those rather than values, they might have a different word.
No, they used value. That was what they valued.
Yeah.
They valued and they valued their families, that
but
sort of thing.
When we talk about values, we also, you know, the school goals or the school aims
yes.
or the things. So maybe yeah. they would have had a thought of that in a different context.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. One of the schools, Eastwood in Canada, they had a great video that the principal there, James Cowper, had made. And it's on the wiki.
Yes.
And we had a lesson at like 11:30 at night or 11 o'clock at night where we all watched that video. It was like we're doing media studies actually, because we watched it, we paused it and we talked and we paused it and we watched it, and it was a great video to watch about their values in this school.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? And the principal made that.
Yeah, the principal actually made it, we found out, because later on in a Skype, we Skyped with the principal.
Oh,
who was visiting in New York at the time.
Yes.
And he got up early to Skype with us.
Oh, did he?
And then later on from that, we Skyped with the school.
Oh, that was very generous of him, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we had three different sort of connections, one with the video that was produced.
Yes.
One with the principal and then one with the school.
Oh, that was fantastic. And that's an American school. So
It was Canadian.
Canadian, but he was
Eastwood.
In New York.
But he was visiting in New York, yes.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, that'd be great. So the kids would have got a lot out of that.
Yeah, a lot of good connections. And, the video, and it was good because we're all talking very similar values.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's, I guess they're the sort of things you want the kids to come away with, is that as much as we're different, we're the same.
Yeah. And that, you know, values are global.
Yeah, yes, and they're important to people.
Yeah, so it's not just us saying this.
Yeah, well, that's right. And so are you going to continue with the Skype around the world? So we're going to try, like, another one this year? Or?
Well, the other class are all saying, when are we going to have a Skype around the world?
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. So I'd say we will be later on. Probably it will be back to being in October, I would say.
Well, I think that works well. I think doing the two different seasons is a brilliant idea. The two totally different times around the world. So, and did you get right around the world again?
We did get right around the world because we're in the UK, we're in Italy, we went to Australia, of course. We love our Australian schools that come on in the daytime.
Yeah.
They're really great because you do have a daytime where everyone else is asleep in the world.
That's right.
So it's nice to talk to people locally.
And New Zealand? Did you get to New Zealand?
We didn't get to New Zealand this time.
Oh.
And Hawaii had to pull out. Then we're over to San Francisco and New York and Canada. So we probably didn't spread as far as we did last time. Our Singapore person had to pull out. So
we had
a few that had things come up and illnesses and all that sort of thing that happened.
Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Hmm.
So all English-speaking schools, or did you have some schools who were practising their English with you?
Well, our school in Italy was an international school.
So they were English-speaking.
Yeah. In Canada, though, they have a lot of ESL students.
Similar to us?
Yeah, they have the school at Eastwood had about 42 different nationalities.
Wow, yeah.
So, you know, very multicultural.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but we didn't have any problem with the Skypes and language.
No.
So that was interesting. And we had our students were rostered on to be the compares for each Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a compare and we had people rostered on to do the tweeting.
And they were doing a good, yes.
They'd tweet who we were talking to. And
your back channel?
Maybe some points on the back channel, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave them an experience at doing that. One of my goals with doing a Skype around the world, someone was saying, why do you do this? Why do you do this?
Yeah, what's the outcomes?
Hmm. One is for them to have global access to the world and schools around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is the 24 hours is a real skilling up in technology time.
I was thinking that. They would understand it so well just from having been part of that.
Yeah, and then they're actually using Twitter, they're using Skype, they're using other technology skills. And I have a challenges page with different things for them to do, like use our school blogs. And do comments and a range of different skills where they can be learning different things and getting some new skills.
But how well would your students understand the time zones around the world from being part of that, knowing that the school they're talking to even though it's midnight at your school, is like during their school day.
Well, as much as anyone can understand it,
yes, I
guess. Because it does take quite a while
to
understand it and get your head around it. It really does. And just when you think you've got it.
Someone has daylight saving or something.
Yeah, daylight saving, yeah. That's what's true.
I have enough trouble with daylight saving in Australia, let alone another country.
That's right. And you know how Queensland don't have it? Well,
yes.
You know, in America,
it's the same thing.
Arizona don't and never have it. Mm. And other states do and come on at different times. So, yeah.
Mm.
But I guess I'm getting my head a little bit around it a bit more because I know which schools can be in a certain time of the day and which schools will grab from in another time of the day. So I've got my time zones slotted in now.
Yeah.
Whereas I used to have to look at it all and think, oh, this is all so hard. Where are they going to fit?
Yeah. So now you've got it worked out, you think?
Yeah. So I guess I'd like a little bit more responsibility of that with the kids. But because I only have this class that I do it with, I basically might see them once a week at the most.
I think it's difficult when it's a one-off activity too. It's not something you can build skills and release them to them.
Yeah. So my other aim was to skill up the teacher as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get her involved, and that happened a fair bit because she got to do a lot of things, which was good.
Great.
So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually having a project and then gaining all these skills from it because now she's joined the wiki.
And she's pulling information out of that.
Yep, they've got a class wiki going as well and different things like that, so it's been good.
That's fantastic, Jen. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So the kids, they had a ball and big recovery day on the Saturday. They all went home and were asleep in the car, I think, before they got up to the corner.
It's a big commitment.
So what about you, though? You've been off having a week of learning.
I have had a week of learning. It's funny how it all falls in the 1 week, isn't it? I had Monday I did some VIT, Victorian Institute of Teaching mentor training, understanding about what our graduate teachers have to do to become registered.
Yes.
And it's changed, and so I think the system is simpler now because it's based on their planning and work that they're doing. So that was good, and that was a refreshing day.
That would be good.
Yes. And Tuesday, Wednesday, my school. Thursday, though, that was a spoil me day because I went to an ICTV free PD on how to use Alice 3.1, and Alice is a programming language, a 3D programming language.
Yeah.
So that was the day for me to learn something new, and which I'll... And I had a little play with it once before because I was introduced to it in Perth at ACEC.
Yes.
And I had a little play with it then, but that was quite short. So we had the whole day to work with the trainer who comes from Sydney.
Mm.
And another teacher came with me, so we shared ideas. We learned how to do some programming with Alice. And
so what's the interface like of Alice?
It's three-dimensional, so there's characters in there such as dragons or aliens or and it's a lot. If you're trying to get your head around it, I say it's a mixture of, it's a lot like Kahoots and Scratch.
Right.
So Kahoots in a three-dimensional type imaging where you have a background and you have objects in the scene, and the drag and drop programming, a bit like Scratch. Except it's probably more. It's more complex, I think, in some ways.
Do you actually write any?
No, you don't
write any code.
Only in the boxes, like the numbers.
We just choose boxes.
Yeah, you choose boxes, and you can customize the distance. For example, you might write 25.
Right. Yeah,
but that's all. But it's based in Java. The programming is all based in Java, and it's designed to attract kids to wanting to use programming. And it's free. It's designed by Carnegie Mellon University. Mm-hmm. And sponsored by Oracle. Mm. So
that's on the internet?
Yes. Yeah,
it's an internet site.
You download the program and onto your computer and install software on your computer and use it on your computer.
So it has to be on a computer?
Yes.
Not a tablet?
I don't know that it would run on a tablet. It says Windows, Mac or Linux. So Linux.
So it's computers,
And computer-based.
It'd be running on.
Well, I was thinking it was nice because I had a bit of a glance at, and you and I shared this, had a glance at the new technologies document for Ausvals, and I knew that there was programming in there, that students, part of that curriculum was more focused on having children program, and I thought this would be a nice way to do it. particularly seeing Cahoots is no longer going to be supported in our schools.
Yes.
And this three-dimensional aspect of this in little, these little characters you can get to move. You can move their joints. You can it has a space where you can choose an elbow or a knee or a foot.
Yes.
Or a finger or an eye. You can move every part of a body in these characters. So you can make them walk, or you can make them pick up things, or you can make their eyes roll.
Mm.
So it has.
Do they have terminology for the different commands? The procedures.
Yes, you can make little procedures and reuse them.
Mm.
It's quite complex, but I think if you used it over time. It's quite complex, but equally you could use it at a simpler level. You can create little scenarios without doing all that if you wanted to.
Mm.
But there's the option there for going deeper and using the count tab, which would make it repeat or do it this many times, or nesting things into loops and do these things together or do these things one after the other.
And can you collaborate with other people? Or is it just by yourself?
You couldn't collaborate with another person unless they were sitting next to you.
So there's no chat involved down the side?
No, there's no chat involved down the side.
Right.
So it has an option for using audio. You know, you can create sounds and embed all that too.
Yes.
Music. You can make games. It'd be a great little game.
How can you share what you do?
Well, there's probably something they're still developing. But at the moment, you would have to use a screen capture program and capture it as a movie.
Right.
You couldn't.
And run your program and then you see it all happen.
You can't export it to a movie and save it and embed it into your blog or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those ones where you'd run a screen capturing program, run your program, and use the movie that you made yourself.
So what sort of file does it make? An Alice file?
Yes, an Alice file.
Right, so you need the app to run it.
Yeah. Not if you made a movie. You could just see it, yes.
Oh, if you screen captured it.
Yeah, if you screen captured it. But, yes, so but that was fun. So that was my spoilt day for me, I thought. That was my PD day where I'm learning something new. And
what do you think, for students, is the biggest outcome from doing some programming?
Me personally, I think it's the thinking skills they gain in problem solving, you know, in trying something, working out why it doesn't work the way they want it to, or setting that mindset of how programming works, where you must dot all the T's and I's, where you can't just sort of make something happen accidentally in a lot of ways. You have to think it through, don't you?
Mm.
What about you, Jen? What do you think? You like programming too?
Well, I've always thought from the early days, even of just using Logo, that it is a program where you have to try things, and if they don't work, go back and debug.
Yes. Yeah, debug,
and
thinking,
a lot of debugging. And when you come up with a final product, there's that feeling that you've been successful and it's running.
Yeah, it's an incredible
thing. And it's a really powerful, I think it's very powerful in that you're in control and it's actually doing what you're saying.
Hmm, I agree.
Whereas kids will sit at computers and think the actual computer's doing it all. Yeah,
they're not the end user, are they? They're the creator.
Yeah, they're it's doing what they're telling it to do. So
there were a lot of people there was a number of people and we shared little products at the end. And even though we sat and we all watched the presenter and we all did, you know, everyone came up with something completely different. It was really interesting and cute. So,
That
was good. So it has a lot of diversity in it in some ways. But
do they tell narratives through it?
You could. Easily could. Yeah. I think that's probably one of the easiest way I could see to use it now is you could have little characters telling narratives.
Yep.
And making up little stories, little digital stories. Mm. We were discussing because we have what we used to do with Cahoots is use it with the blue screen and put real characters in it.
Yep.
And we were saying, well, I wonder if we could do this with Alice. And we thought you probably could because you could create the background with Alice and then use that as your background and then screen yourself on a blue screen and then still put yourself in the movie. So we thought, well, you could even do it that way. You could blend two programs.
You could, couldn't you?
Hmm. So anyway, that was my fun day. And Friday, my last day, I went to hear a little bit about how we're going to report against Ausvals and what the process for doing that is because we're getting very close to reporting time and nothing seems to be happening. So, and there was a couple of things that was interesting in that, and that was you know, changing from the 6-point scale to the 11-point scale and the implications that has for transferring data backwards and forwards from your reporting program to your admin program and different things like that.
So sounds riveting.
Oh, it was it was riveting. No, it was all good. I had a big week. It was great.
You did have a big week. I'm glad you remembered it all.
I'm worried that it's going to fall out of my brain before I have to report back to people.
So Hopefully you've recorded some of our discussion and you can listen to it again.
Yes. I've written it down in places because I'm going to have to report back about them. Mm. So what else have we got to talk about, Jen?
Yeah, well, we actually decided on this episode not to have a featured app.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we were talking about it and decided we've come to the stage where we're deciding less is best.
Yes.
And our five essential apps that we spoke about in a previous podcast are still our five essential apps.
Oh, that's it. And I remember coming to the same sort of idea with software that people go, oh, a new piece of software, new piece of software. And you think, no, we have all the software that does all the jobs that we need. We don't need a ton of software. You need useful and practical software, just like you need useful and practical apps or creative apps. There's a limit to what you can use.
Well, we had a discussion on Twitter the other day about folders.
Folders.
I was waiting for you to jump in and you didn't.
Oh,
remember
sorry.
Remember trying to do folders on your iPad?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about the folders and the need for folders and I sort of thought, well, with our cutting down of our number of apps, we don't really need folders anymore.
That's true.
And putting them into a folder and putting a heading on them can sometimes indicate to people, well, that's you have to use it for that.
Yes.
Rather than leaving it open.
It's a little bit like a scope and sequence chart. Sometimes a scope and sequence chart can be very limiting because people think, well, I've done that.
Yeah.
I've completed that. And so
sometimes
too much labelling or too much categorising actually limits what people will do with it rather than helps them use it in lots of variety of ways.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. Yes.
Yeah, so no apps from us today.
No apps. What you use is best and keep it simple.
I agree.
Creative.
I was using the text on Pix app and I had still had some issues with it. So I said to the kids, that's not working for us. Let's just go back to what we know. And we went back to the EduCreations app and I thought, why don't we just start with this? Where the kids put their pictures in, use their labelling and do their talking about it in that app. A bit like Explain Everything, Jen.
Yeah, it is like Explain Everything. Yeah.
So I was trying to be fancy.
It misses out on the sharing, doesn't it?
Yeah. I usually take I'd use Reflector and I would use the screencasting section of that. So when they're finished, we'd run it as a movie.
Mm, that'd be a bit hard in a big grade, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm, yeah, because I looked at it the other day and I thought, we'll use that. And then I thought, it looks a lovely, simple interface.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked all over for the sharing and thought, no, we won't.
You can actually if you sign up for the website. The website lets you get an embed code and use it from the embed code.
Yeah, you have to register with the website.
Yeah, but I don't like to do that.
Website. No, I don't either.
I might do that for that one. If I was using it with a whole grade, that's what I would do though, is I'd have a grade account because it's worth getting the embed code if you're using it with your grade regularly.
Mm.
But because I only have my groups of students and across a number of grades, I probably won't do that at this stage.
Mm.
But that would be one that I might sign up for.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes,
Jen.
Because you don't really want to have to sign up to too many websites,
no,
do you?
I find that's the biggest hassle with them, is there's too many websites that want you to sign up and use their website to store the work that you're doing. And I think that's a bit of a disadvantage, if anything.
It is. Anyway. It definitely is, yep. Anyway, I think we're finished for today.
I think we are, Jen. Thank you for chatting with us and telling us all about Skype around the world. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks for your information on Alice. We'll go and check it out.
Okay, Jen. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.